Hello, everybody, and welcome to the new Technotorials community, a Web 2.0 gathering spot for networking industry debate and discussion. I'm Joni Wexler, a contributing analyst and editor to Webtorials, and I'm sitting here today with Adam Conway, who is Vice President of Product Management at Aerohive Networks. Aerohive is a wireless LAN company that has recently introduced a cloud-based Wi-Fi management service called Aerohive Hive Manager Online, which we will discuss today. Welcome, Adam.
Thanks, Joni.
So, Adam, the industry seems to be on a bit of a roll with services that aim to reduce the complexity of Wi-Fi networking by hosting at least some components of the Wi-Fi network in the cloud in a software as a service or SaaS form factor. I have a few questions for you about these services in general and yours in particular, and what's really in it for customers. First, I was wondering if you could explain to our listeners, bottom line, what does a hosted Wi-Fi management service bring to the industry?
So a hosted management system brings a more simple, cost-effective solution to the market where a user does not have any upfront costs other than the access points that they want to install, and makes it much simpler to get up and going, especially in those smaller networks, by eliminating the need for provisioning of the wireless management system or controllers in the case of controller vendors or other equipment.
So basically, for example, with your offering, I would be installing access points in the places where I needed coverage, but that would really be about it.
Exactly.
In terms of equipment on my site.
Exactly.
Okay. And can you enlighten us about the subtle difference between what a hosted service or a SaaS, software as a service, is and a managed service?
So that really, it really depends upon who is providing the wireless administration. In a SaaS offering, the management infrastructure is managed or taken care of, where dealing with backups, installing the management software, all of those sorts of things aren't done by the end user. But the end user still does manage their own wireless networks. They still configure their own wireless network and monitor it over time. In the case of a managed service, the managed service also manages the wireless network itself.
And Hive Manager Online, which is your SaaS, is a hosted service as opposed to a managed service. Is that correct?
That's correct. We offer a SaaS offering, although our partners can utilize that SaaS offering, or just our Hive Manager as a standalone platform also to provide a managed service.
A third party could come in, use your equipment or your cloud service to in turn turn around and offer a full-blown managed service to an appropriate enterprise.
Exactly.
Okay. And speaking of the appropriate size or profile of an enterprise for such a service, what would that company look like that would tend to be interested in either a managed or a hosted service?
In general, it depends upon the organization, but the tendency for managed services and SaaS offerings is they tend to be more mid-market or larger organizations just getting started, because this greatly simplifies the deployment of their wireless solution. As organizations get larger, it would depend upon company policy, how they host and manage their own devices or server infrastructure, and they would have to make that decision then on their own about whether they'd prefer a SaaS or managed service offering or take that in-house.
Okay, so my understanding is that you offer now the SaaS, you still offer the management appliance CPE behind the firewall should I want to have that piece of equipment on my site. And you also offer a VMware-based virtualized management appliance offering as well. who are the folks that might still want to choose, you know, the other two offerings that you have?
And so the standalone appliance or the virtual appliance both offer the same functionality as our online service, but are really catered towards those organizations that, as a matter of policy, or just how they deploy, decide that they want to have that in their own data center. And like I said, that tends to be, you know, larger organizations, and there can be benefits in cost and other things as you get into a larger organization to really bring that in-house.
Yeah, in fact, you've mentioned in earlier discussions that we've had that you see that perhaps a mid-market company that is that might grow over a period of years might eventually move off the SaaS service at some point and bring either a virtual or a physical Aerohive management appliance in-house behind the corporate firewall. And my question about that is, why would I go from a service to an on-site solution? If I like the scalability, the linear scalability of adding an AP plus associated service fee as I grow little by little, why wouldn't I want to follow that model indefinitely?
Yeah, and some companies certainly would. You know, some would just decide that that's the way I do business.
Mm-hmm.
But and we're set up to handle that. You know, certainly this would scale to the largest of organizations. But as organizations may get larger, they may have their own dedicated data center, their own private cloud. They have their own personnel on site with the expertise to set up the backup and the resiliency. And at that point, it can be actually more cost effective to then put that on site, to put that in their own data center.
More cost effective in what sense?
As networks, the solution, our Hive Manager online solution tends to be cheaper for networks that are smaller than about 60 to 100 access points. As you get larger than that, there's depending upon the organization and how your network is set up and what your costs are for power and resiliency and that sort of thing, it can actually become less expensive from an equipment perspective to put the Hive Manager standalone platform on site. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Do you think we've talked quite a bit about the cost element of these various approaches, and do you, Adam, think that cost has been the biggest inhibitor to Wi-Fi in general and 802.11n in particular getting deployed in certain sized companies, or have there been other factors like not needing it?
Certainly.
Yes.
So certainly.
Operational issues, et cetera.
There's a wide range of reasons that organizations have not, you know, migrated to 11N. Cost in traditionally certainly has been one. It's certainly been one in the mid-market, where going out and buying a whole bunch of new APs, potentially buying a new controller, can be very cost prohibitive. But there's been other elements as well. 11N was only ratified in September, and certainly the Wi-Fi Alliance did a good job of doing certifications before the ratification. But you know, that gives people more comfort, more confidence in the solution as IEEE ratifies the solution.
Easier to sell to upper management if it's a bona fide standard.
Yes, that you know, everybody administering a network is concerned about buying something which is non-standard for the future applicability of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that could be is you know, if you've got an existing controller infrastructure, you may be out of space on your controller. You may not have another license for another AP, or you may have an ABG controller that just doesn't have the capacity to handle the 11N traffic, and that can be a major inhibitor in upgrading.
And I just wanted to point out too that in Aerohive's case, with this latest service, you have moved the management appliance into the cloud, but you also do not require on-site controllers because your inherent architecture, the way it was originally designed, does not use controllers. It's bundled the control functionality directly into the distributed access points. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that's really why all of this works so well. It works so well because the APs themselves have the intelligence to function completely in the event of a WAN failure or anything that can happen to block access to that management system. The management system is just there to configure and monitor your access points. You lose your WAN connection, you still have a fully functional Wi-Fi solution without a controller, they're on site.
And I understand that I am doing, if I'm a customer of your hosted service, I'm still doing the management myself. It's just the rack power CPE associated with the function. The tools are basically offloaded into a cloud. Do I have portal service to actually provision my devices and create a site survey to see where I need my access points to be deployed and how many of them I need to begin with, which I imagine for companies just getting started with Wi-Fi, they could probably need some help in that regard.
Yeah, you really hit on one of the major issues of deploying Wi-Fi, and that's, this SaaS service, you're right, does get rid of all that provisioning headache, but you also need to answer the question, how many access points do I need? And we actually offer on our website a free planning tool where you can get an estimate of how many access points you would need. Companies go into this situation, they look at a building and say, do I need 10 or do I need 50 access points? And this helps them solve that or answer that question.
And Adam, I could, enterprises out there could go use that free tool today, even if they haven't signed up for your service as a first step to experimenting. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's available at no cost on our website. So you can go there and use the planning tool and decide how many access points you need. They don't even have to be AeroHive access points. They can go on there and look at it for any solution. If they feel that they want more exactness, they can later go run a professional site survey, through a VAR or somebody they work with.
But this gets the ball rolling.
Exactly. Yeah. It gets them started.
Okay. Well, it sounds like if all goes according to plan, these cloud-based hosted services should make some things possible for a certain size companies, the kind of forgotten mid-market masses that perhaps have had some trouble getting going from a cost and operational perspective, and it'll be fascinating to see what the next year or so brings in terms of ramped up deployments in those organizations. Adam, I want to thank you very much for being with Technotorials today and describing Wi-Fi management in the cloud, and I look forward to seeing what kinds of successes you have with your solution. Good luck with it.
Thanks so much, Joni.